Israel will have its fourth national election in 2 years. NPR's Daniel Estrin explains what's going on.
Israel's parliament dissolved automatically at midnight because it failed to pass the budget. It was Netanyahu who resisted passing the budget, triggering new elections.
And he did not pass the budget in order to remain in power throughout his trial.
Yohanan Plesner of the Israel Democracy Institute says Netanyahu wants to strengthen his position as a defendant on trial facing bribery and fraud charges. New elections means Netanyahu is no longer bound by his power-sharing agreement to step down and hand over the job to centrist rival Benny Gantz. Now, Netanyahu gets a fresh shot at a new term. Elections are expected to take place March 23rd. On TV last night, Netanyahu said his right-wing Likud party would win because of his successes procuring COVID-19 vaccines and forging diplomatic ties with four Arab countries this year. But he doesn't have a clear path to victory. Many Israelis are sick of Netanyahu after more than a decade in office. He's been blamed for a botched response to the pandemic. And polls show these elections could end in stalemate, just like the last three elections. Netanyahu has had strong support with voters, but his corruption charges are a liability, and he may not have enough support in parliament to lead a majority. Plesner of the Israel Democracy Institute.
This won't end until either Mr. Netanyahu is replaced or if he finds a way by legislation or political maneuvering to either put his trial on hold or suspend it.
In the last elections, Netanyahu faced a centrist challenger, Gantz, but his party is largely disintegrated. This time, Netanyahu's leading challengers are all right-wing former allies. No matter who wins, it'll likely be a right-wing leader who supports Jewish settlement expansion in the occupied West Bank and opposes Palestinians declaring independence on that land. And that could place Israel on a collision course with the incoming Biden administration. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.